Federal investigators offered some information from a preliminary probe into Sunday's Metro North train derailment that killed 4 people and injured more than 60 others. WNYC's Kate Hines with our Transportation Nation team was there in Yonkers for the briefing from lead investigator Earl Wehner. Kate, what did we learn?
Well, we learned the absolutely chilling fact that the train was traveling at 82 miles per hour as it went around a curve designated to where trains should slow down to 30. The highest speed limit on that set of track, even before the curve, is 70. So the train was speeding by any standards. But for that curve, it was going nearly 3 times as fast as the posted speed limit.
Did the National Transportation Safety Board make any suggestion as to why the train was going that fast?
No, it was really interesting from that point of view because they were basically laying out the data that they have right now, sort of stating the facts, but not drawing any conclusions. You know, this is the data that we have received from the data recorders. This is what we know.
Any indications that there might have been a braking problem? I understand that the engineer of the train, identified as William Rockefeller, said to first responders that he had dumped the brakes, applied the brakes, and that they and suggested that they had failed.
Yes. And that was asked at the press conference. But Mr. Wehner said that at this point, we're not aware of any problems or anomalies with the brakes. You know, they have no reason to believe that the brakes failed. And a key point that Senator Schumer brought up, too, during the after the press conference, is that the train had made a number of stops prior to derailing, and there were no indications at that time that there were braking problems.
What else do we know about the engineer at this point?
We don't know a lot. We know that he's injured. They began interviewing him today. The NTSB officials began speaking with him. They will continue to interview him tomorrow. They have performed blood and alcohol drug tests. They've also confiscated his cell phones. They either don't have results from the drug tests and alcohol tests, or they're not releasing them. But they, you know, they said nothing about that, and nor did they make any statements about cell phones.
Now, when the NTSB's Earl Wehner was conducting his briefing, he focused on 2 other technical pieces of information that we have. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that and why they're important.
You know, it's a very good question. It was very confusing, and reporters really pressed him on that. 6 seconds before the engine came to a complete stop, the throttle went idle.
So these were his terms.
Those were his exact terms, which, quote, was very late in the game. 5 seconds before the train came to a stop, brake pressure dropped to 0, resulting in, quote, maximum braking.
So the hit the brakes, cut the engine. Do we know whether train was flying off the tracks at
we
this
don't
point
know
or this came
if,
just caused the train to derail?
We don't know if the brakes went to 0 because of a valve change, because of the pressure change, because the brakes broke when they hit the tracks. Like, these are things we just don't know yet.
The MTA has had a bad year, several serious incidents, including an incident that happened around that curve. Not exactly at that site.
No, not exactly.
But near that
a little site. Bit, about 1,800 feet to the south-southeast. In July, a freight train carrying garbage derailed.
Tell me what actions the agency has taken in response to those incidents.
Not just that one incident, but earlier this year, there were some problems with Metro North in Connecticut. I'm sure you'll recall there was a derailment.
That led to the collision of 2 trains.
Right, correct, in Bridgeport, and a track worker was also fatally killed in Connecticut in May.
In a separate incident.
In a separate incident, correct. Following the Bridgeport incident, Metro North hired an outside company to inspect all 750 miles of Metro North track using infrared technology and ground-penetrating radar. They said they found 30 problem areas that were fixed the same day. None of those problems occurred along that section of track in Spuyten Duyvil. They have also convened what their term is a blue ribbon panel with 6 experts in transportation and safety to analyze all the incidents from this year. They began that work in September. They have met since then. They will add this recent incident to their to-do list. And they have also budgeted a couple of $100 million to install a system called Positive Train Control, which is sort of like a high-tech and very expensive anti-crash system.
And that's been required. That's something that's required by federal transportation officials, correct?
That is. It is required by federal by the federal government requires it to be installed by 2015, but the MTA has already informed the government they won't make that deadline.
Kate Hines, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As for the commute for Hudson River commuters, you can get the information you need on our transportation website, transportationnation.org. This is WNYC.